Swallow Hill Music, a new session of in-person group music classes, including ensembles for rock, Americana, bluegrass, and more, is underway. Details at swallowhillmusic.org.
Con el apoyo de Raíces Brewing Company, que presenta Suave, un festival de cerveza artesanal el sábado 18 de septiembre de 12 a 6 p.m. en Steam on the Platte en Denver. Suave es una celebración de comunidad, cultura y cerveza latina en la que se presentarán cervecerías artesanales latinas, camiones de comida, actuaciones musicales de Mono Verde, Los Mocochetes y más. Boletos y más información en suavefest.com.
Sonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on this lovely Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. I don't really pay much attention to the news or have cable or anything like that, but I am aware that today is a kind of a momentous day, 20 years since the world changed. And I'm not going to get too deeply into that today at all. We're going to just start off with a couple songs that acknowledge some of my feelings about it anyway. And move on from there. But anyway, hope you are doing okay today. And I thank you for joining me. Got a lot of great music ahead in the program. And I hope you'll stick around. I've got some tickets to give away as well. So keep it locked. Right here to Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
حي على الصلاة Thank you.
It's Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU. We're out of the first turn of this week's episode. Thanks for joining me. My name is Joel Davis, your host this and most every Saturday. Though I want to give a big shout out and thanks to Cal for filling in for me last Saturday. And a pinch. Did a great job. Thank you, Cal. And thank you for listening to him. And thanks for listening to me. We started with the Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra of Bosnia-Herzegovina from an album titled Bismillah, Highlights from the Festival of World Sacred Music. It came out in 1996 on the Sounds True label. And kind of proud to say, a little humble brag coming, that I recorded that album in Morocco with two DAT machines. It was pretty cool. And that track, that piece opened the festival. And wow. Yeah. In the Medina and an old kind of Kasbah. And yeah, it was an amazing thing. And I got to go back five times and do that. And yeah, I love Morocco. I also love Binet Marrakesh, the women of Marrakesh, from an album called Shama that came out in the 90s on the Naissant record label. Caught them live in Sweden, of all places, in Stockholm, and wow, that was quite a performance as well. Right now in the background, it's Ahmed Malik from Habibi Funk, an eclectic selection of music from the Arab World Part 2, out on the Habibi Funk label. And this is, again, Ahmed Malik in a track called Kasbah. Stick around. I've got tickets to give away and a lot of really good music coming your way. It's Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
Darling, Afrocolombiano, la revolución comienza. Preparado para la guerra. Ten cuidado, mi hermano, la pulga se las trae. Esa tiene más fuerza que un venado. Parece semilla muy chiquitica, pero pequeña, esa no tiene nada. Venga, pulguita, le damos la bienvenida. Al ritmo de pujao, cruzao y la prima.
Tuned into Terrasonic on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Joel Davis. We're about halfway through this week's journey. This is a magic carpet ride around the world of music. It's been happening for coming up on 20 years there, friends. Wow. Yes. What should we do to celebrate that? We just heard in my opinion, a beautiful track from Raul Monsalve y los Forajidos from Caracas, and La Pulga, the Venezonics remix from the Bichos Remixes EP, the Raul Monsalve album Bichos that came out last year, one of my favorites of 2020 for sure, just a fantastic album. And then before that, from Colombia, Malecón, Africa Somos, and we began the set with Louis Wasson et l'Orchestre Candem René from Cameroon Garage Funk, another slam dunk home run touchdown hat trick from Analog Africa. Wow, what a record, Cameroon Garage Funk, and that track called Song of Love, and I do in fact love it. In the background right now, it's Sinbad. He's got a new one out called We Must Learn. He's a producer based in, I believe, London. And this is OB Beat. Stick around. Music and tickets still ahead on Terrasonic on KGNU. Thank you.
عاشقان 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 عاشقانه عاشقان
You're listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. I'm Joel Davis, rounding into the home stretch here on this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Hope you're enjoying the program. That last track by one of my favorite discoveries of the last few years, Artur Melo from Belo Horizonte, Brazil, and from Adeus, B-sides and live versions, we heard Gaguejar. Great stuff there from Artur Melo. For that, new music from Shujat Hussein Khan, Katayun Gudarzi, Shao Andalibi, and Sharik Mustafa from a forthcoming record called This Pale. We heard Wild. And that also I found to be quite beautiful. Look forward to hearing the full length from them. And then Samati featuring Orjun Sunir, or some sort of pronunciation maybe that sounds like that. The single Katibim, a little Turkish reggae for you. And then before that, Ayur featuring Sina Awel from Cadencia, a brand new compilation out on the Shika Shika label. And that track, Ayur by Eat My Butterfly. And they are from, I think I can tell you, Reunion Island, whereas where Eat My Butterfly is from. And Sina Awel is from Algeria. Okay, tickets to give away to Suave Fest. It's at the Raices Brewing Company, happening September 18th, which is next Saturday. We've got two tickets here, noon to 6. And it goes from noon to 6, and it's 21 up and up for these tickets. The Suave Fest returns on Saturday, September 18th at Raices Brewing Company, featuring Latino-owned breweries from across the U.S., food, live music, and more. At the general admission level, guests will receive a 5-ounce commemorative taster to try available Latino craft beers and enjoy musical performances. Alcoholic and non-alcoholic and gluten-free choices are available. I heard that Los Mocochetes are going to be there, so that's pretty cool. And we're going to do these tickets by email. Be the third email to tickets@kgnu.org. And the person who receives those emails will take it from there. So there you go. Be the third emailer to tickets@kgnu.org, and you and a friend are going to see Suave Fest at Raices Brewing Company next Saturday afternoon, September 18th. Start emailing. Good luck to you. Back to some music. In the background right now, it's Numa Gama, also from Brazil, from the latest Tropical Twista compilation, celebrating 6 years of Tropical Twista records. Wow, that went by pretty quickly. And still some more music to come after that. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Turning of the season, but the winter takes us in the end. spring she sees us, and the harvest, well, he feeds us, but the winter greets us in the end. We'll return to the earth all she gave us at our birth, for our flesh it serves in the end. And when it's all done, then awaken under the sun, and it's all begun again, and it's all begun again. Keep drilling to the end. Sacred stars may guide us in the shadow that might hide us, but the winter finds us in the end. Oh, dear mother, save us, for this body that you fade us. Lest our sorrows chase us in the end. Your dear children need you. We must shirk you, we must bleed you, but we surely will feed you in the end.
Okay, coming up at the top of the hour here, Terrasonic, and this week's Magic Carpet Ride Around the World of Music is coming in for a landing. That last track was called Beginning. It was the radio edit, and it was by Orchestre Tout Puissant, Marcel Duchamp. And from their record, We're Okay, But We're Lost Anyway, out recently on Mr. Bongo Records. And wow, what a record. Dang, I like that one. A lot of texture. And that's Les Disques Bongo Joe, I should say, is the label. Great stuff there from Orchestre Tout Puissant, Marcel Duchamp, the orchestra of the all-powerful Marcel Duchamp. And in the background right now from South Africa, the project of Spoke Matombo. Fantasma is the band. Eye of the Sun is the record. And the name of the track we're hearing is called Fafi. Came out on Soundway Records back in 2014. Well, that's just about going to do it for this episode of Terrasonic. Thanks for listening. Stick around for Reggae Bloodlines. Just ahead, George C. And with you today, following headlines from the BBC, bringing you 3 hours of the best in reggae music, then 2 hours of the best in African music with EC from 4 to 6, hour of news from the BBC, and then Sound Lab at 7 with Bob Cosmo. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find an archive of today's show at afterfm.com/terrasonic, and I encourage you to check out After FM for all sorts of music goodness. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Take care of yourselves and each other, and we'll see you back here next Saturday for another episode of Terrasonic. We're going to take it out of here today because it is an auspicious day for all the wrong reasons. We're going to take it out of here with something from a good friend who is no longer with us, a great friend, a great teacher, Hamza Eldin, and a track called Desse Barama. Peace. Yo. Thanks for listening. It's KGNU.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. There's a day of mourning and reflection in the United States as the nation marks 20 years since the September the 11th attacks in New York and Washington. Ceremonies have been held at the sites where Islamist hijackers flew passenger planes into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. Neda Tofik reports.
At 8:46 a.m., the toll of the bell marked the moment the first plane flew into the North Tower. Heads bowed for a moment of silence. President Biden was there to pay his respects alongside other dignitaries, including two former presidents, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Today, Joe Biden chose not to deliver remarks. He left that to relatives such as Mike Lowe, whose daughter Sarah was a flight attendant on American Airlines Flight 11.
My memory goes back to that terrible day when it felt like an evil specter had descended on our world. But it was also a time when many people acted above and beyond the ordinary.
Tatiana Balalinsky.
Michael S. Batch.
The names of all the victims were read out.
Matthew Barnes.
Melissa Rose Barnes.
Sheila Patricia Barnes.
Another five separate moments of silence punctuated the commemoration when the second hijacked plane ripped through the South Tower and it became clear America was under attack. When each tower collapsed. When American Flight 77 struck the Pentagon, killing 125 people in America's capital. And when United Flight 93 crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after the 40 passengers and crew on board fought back against the hijackers.
The leader and founder of Peru's Shining Path militant group, Abimael Guzman, has died at the age of 86. The Peruvian Truth and Reconciliation Commission says the Maoist rebel group was responsible for the deaths of more than 30,000 people during the country's 20-year civil war. This report from our correspondent, Alex Ritson.
Abimael Guzman was Peru's most wanted man when he was captured in 1992. Inspired in part by China's Chairman Mao, he believed that a rapid and violent revolution was needed to destroy Peru's government, make the country's rural peasants politically conscious, and bring them to power. Funding for his rebel movement's campaign of bombings and assassinations came in part from its links with the drugs trade. He was convicted on terrorism charges and sentenced to life imprisonment in a maximum security jail.
Alex Ritson reporting. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Al-Qaeda's media arm has released a video message in which its leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, primarily criticises Arab governments, which have normalised ties with Israel. He briefly mentions the 9/11 attacks, but the 61-minute long video does not dispel rumours that bin Laden's successor is dead. The latest event he mentions, an attack on Russian forces in Raqqa province by Syrian militants, happened last January. There's been a protest in the Chadian capital N'Djamena against the country's military rulers. Security was tight as hundreds of demonstrators marched through the streets. They chanted against what they called the father and son system, whereby the son of their former president, Idriss Deby, took power after his father was killed in April. Tennis history will be made in New York today when the youngest Grand Slam champion for 17 years is crowned. The 19-year-old unseeded Canadian Leila Fernandez takes on the British qualifier.